Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is the Monday night edition of the program. Monday night, I'm here, live, and without any guests tonight. We thought we were going to have them, but we didn't, so it's open. Wednesday night, by the way, we do have on the program none other than Bob Chapman. He hasn't been here in a month, so it's his monthly visit time as well. Just thought I'd mention that to you. Well, tonight, I just felt burdened to talk a little bit about this guy, Son of Cain, John McCain. And the reason I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this clown is because, as we all know, he is the establishment Zionist, globalist, internationalist, vested interest, controlled candidate on the Republican wing of the Republican Party. And he is every bit as left of center, collectivist, as is Obama, and as is Hillary. And yet, of course, as you know, he had the audacity to suggest that he could not possibly agree with the views of either of those candidates, since he is a conservative Republican. And I laughed, I chuckled, said, yeah, here we go again. It's the same nonsense over and over and over again. Every election cycle that I can remember in my lifetime has had the same amusing characters as John McCain. Unfortunately, some of them have become president, and then we've seen the disastrous results of their administrations. Anything but American, anything but traditional conservative American government, quite the contrary. And so I thought maybe we'd mention a few of the things that John McCain really stands for, just to open up the program. And how bad a character such as McCain really is. I'm no fan of Ann Coulter. But you know, even that clock that's broken is right twice a day. And I agreed with her initial sentiments, saying that if that's the best we can do, is a John McCain, we might as well vote for Hillary Clinton. I can't say I disagree with her. And secretly, I know that Rush Limbaugh would love to have Mrs. Clinton back in the White House, if for no other reason than he could make political hay out of it on his program. So, having said that, I think the place to start, ironically, is with Mr. Conservative and how he led the move to restrict free speech in violation of the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, as a matter of fact, back in 2002, when he, of course, along with Mr. Russ Feingold, passed the so-called campaign finance law. And as you know, the Supreme Court has basically upheld most of that law. Almost all of it, with a couple of minor exceptions. And of course, the most important parts of it were held intact, which goes to show how politically left of center, if I may use the term, away from the Constitution, both the executive, the Congress, and third, the Supreme Court have become in this nation. We'll be back in 3 minutes to discuss John, Son of Cain. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
Our Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back now, and ladies and gentlemen, just to begin with the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill that passed about 6 years ago and was reviewed by the court only to have it, as you know, basically upheld in not every area, but most of the important areas. And hard to believe the court did not, well, I shouldn't say hard to believe, but I mean hard to believe theoretically that the court failed to strike down a provision of the campaign finance bill that virtually outlaws criticism of any incumbent politicians for up to 60 days before an election. That's, of course, the time when most of the votes are important, because that's when most of the voters learn about the votes of their incumbent candidates and issues. Now, I'm not surprised that John McCain wouldn't want people to know that. Obviously, he does not want people to know that he's anything but a, quote, conservative Republican. And the ban prohibited any group from airing radio or television ads casting politicians in a negative light during the critical months of an election. I mean, what could be more blatantly in violation of free speech rights than this bill? It even carries the possibility of criminal penalties, meaning the court has endorsed criminalizing political dissent. So the incumbents certainly are the beneficiaries of the new ban, as they no longer have to suffer through the ads that criticize their performance those final 2 months. That this is just, you know, I mean, that's only one part of this bill. Now, McCain is not dumb. He may be evil, but he is not a dumb man. He knows what he's doing, and he must take full responsibility for it. Article 1 of the Constitution has, excuse me, no authority by the federal government to regulate campaign ads at all. Article 1 makes it very clear. Congress has no right to get involved in political campaigns. Article 2 only authorizes the regulation of elections, not campaigns. And this is why the McCain-Feingold bill represented a typical invasion of the political domain by the heavy hand of the government. So what we have here is a very blatant example of an attempt by a political hack like John McCain to muzzle political dissent and protect his own butt. I'm not surprised, are you? Nor am I surprised by Mr. Feingold and the Democrats and Republicans who went along with this charade. So freedom of the press, of course, is a different matter. It applies equally to all Americans, as you know, not just the institutionalized government approved of media. Yet an unknown internet blogger, a political party, a candidate, should all enjoy the same right to political speech, but they don't. It treats the so-called mainstream press as a sacred cow, rather than for the for-profit industry that it actually is. So again, they create a preferred class of media in this bill with special First Amendment rights, and then negating the First Amendment rights of all others. That's John McCain. And no wonder. John McCain represents big, powerful special interests. Big, powerful special interests. No doubt about it. That's what John McCain represents. Not the weak, not the underprivileged, not the poor, not the middle class, not you or I. No, but the powerful, the privileged, those that, of course, represent the powers that be. And we know who those powers that be are, don't we? Indeed, we do. But now, we can also look at what John McCain has done with creating amnesty for illegal aliens. And now, of course, says he's really not for amnesty for illegals. In fact, he is for protecting and securing the border. Now, we all know that that is as truthful a statement as is the sun is made of ice. But when John McCain says it, for some reason, some people actually believe it. And unfortunately, many of these people vote, and they have as much intelligence and brilliance as a one-watt light bulb. Because you'd have to be pretty dumb and pretty mindless to accept anything that John McCain has to say. I don't think that's an outrageous statement on my part, do you? I don't think so at all. Here's a guy that has been with all of the powerful elite, and we can go back to his role in what he's done as part of the Keating Five and the notorious bribes that were taken, the money that it cost the American taxpayer for this massive bailout. John McCain was right there speaking on behalf of the privileged, the wealthy, and the upper class. Not you. And, of course, on abortion. Once again, John McCain, pro-abortion. No doubt about that. Conservative Republican, he says. Gun control. Rip the Second Amendment to shreds. Conservative Republican. NAFTA. The North American Union, which doesn't exist in some people's minds. All for it. Tear down that wall, whatever wall remains, between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Well, there is no wall, and there is, for all intents and purposes, no fence. And John McCain has made sure to that effect. So John McCain tries to backpedal again, ladies and gentlemen, and as you know, with the endorsement of one of the head honchos of the Illuminati, or head puppets, I should say, George Bush Sr., John McCain makes the most ridiculous backpedaling rationalization statement that one could make about our 100-year war that he would like to see around the world. Well, he didn't really mean a war, you see. No. He was misunderstood again. What he really meant was a security blanket for the world, just like we have with regard to Germany and Japan. Now, poor John McCain, since the media will not allow John McCain to come out of his shell and sit down and debate face to face with someone of the caliber of Ron Paul, John McCain hopes that you'll be as dumb as he sounds in making a statement like that and accept it carte blanche. What security blanket ever existed in Europe except for communism? That is, protecting the communists from the moment they were allowed under General Eisenhower to take Berlin right up to the recent past. Yes, indeed. The only security blanket that was provided in Europe was one of security of mass murder, communism, Bolshevism, and Zionism. And the same, of course, was true of Asia, where Red China was created by men like Truman and Marshall, who with one stroke of the pen disarmed the nationalist Chinese and imposed upon the people of China the most ruthless, cutthroat, evil communist dictatorship ever on the face of the earth. Communist China. Japan was not the problem. Germany was not the problem. Indeed, when John McCain speaks today of that blanket of security, while at the same time eliminating the security for our own borders, doing everything possible to make America weaker from within, but greater as an empire, John McCain identifies himself as the enemy. John McCain identifies himself as the enemy. He is the enemy. He is the enemy in the Republican Party like almost no one else, even alongside Giuliani and people of that ilk. McCain is anything but a, quote, conservative Republican. He is a Marxian, globalist, internationalist, interventionist puppet of the powerful powers that be behind the scenes. And he's proven it every single time. My goodness, what could be more transparent? All right, we will be back with much more to come. Take your calls at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Oh, yes, yeah, so I gathered, Mr. Clinton. And before we take a few phone calls here, it is interesting to see just how dumb the American people are considered by the media and the campaign for president. I'm only talking specifically about John McCain, or should I say John Sidney McCain, because John McCain is the exact opposite of everything he pretends to be right now, which is typical of politicians. They say, well, what's the big thing? All politicians lie. Yes, that's the name of the game. I mean, that's the nature of politics. But never so blatantly in this campaign have I seen a man like John McCain get up with that plastic polyester smile of his and prove just how corrupt he really is. It is so insulting and so denigrating that it really and truthfully makes you fear imminently for our nation. And I mean imminently. John McCain knows nothing about history. He knows nothing about the nature of our Republican form of government. And he has utter contempt for for those of you who consider yourselves to be Christians, to be believers in Christ, calling you agents of intolerance. But that was the last time. You see, there's a new John McCain, Rick. With each campaign for president, he turns over yet another leaf. Now, isn't that the kind of man you want in the White House? Someone who is dynamic? Someone who changes with the passing wind? And he can pass a lot of wind, no question about that. But isn't that the kind of person you want? Today, the Constitution defends our rights. Tomorrow, it restricts them. Maybe we should build gallows for people who disagree with us, and maybe we should enshrine them in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. Isn't that what our Constitution is all about? Change. After all, he defers to the courts on Roe versus Wade and abortion on demand, saying we wouldn't want to go back to those back alley days of abortion when it's so much neater now and so much nicer now. This is the man who is a conservative Republican, mind you. No Hillary Clinton. No world poverty tax. Obama. He's Mr. Honest and Mr. Clean. Ask him. He'll tell you. After all, he is a conservative Republican, and he wants you to trust him just like you trusted the man who endorsed him today, George W. Bush, Herbert W. Bush, who said, "Read my lips, no Newt taxes," or something like that. No Newt taxes. And Newt and George gave us more taxes. Some new, some not so new. But the government grew and grew and grew, and our freedom withered and withered and withered. Conservative republicanism. Ah, yes. It sounds so nice, doesn't it? And isn't John McCain so sincere? And so anointed by the powers that be. Now, I could see Americans being gullible enough to believe it in the 70s with Nixon, and in the 80s with Reagan and then Bush. Isn't it about time, though, now? Now that we're almost at the end of the road of the empire, that we faced reality and did away with people like John McCain? Don't even show your face in my community, Mr. Son of Cain. You're nothing but a cheap liar. You have disdain for our Constitution, John. We don't want you or any of your other Keating Five friends in Congress and out to show your putrid faces in our community. Because we're tired of being lied to. Wouldn't that be nice if the American people said that and acted accordingly and demanded a man of integrity to be president? But see, first you have to have integrity yourself in order to vote for it in others, don't you? And where you steal and lie and cheat on your wife and your family, and you go out and do all of these things and say you're a Christian, why wouldn't you vote for a conservative Republican like John McCain? Well, God help us indeed. Now, when we come back, I'm going to take some calls at 800-313-9443. That's the number. And we'll do that in 3 minutes, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Only with Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
Well, we're back now. And indeed, the buzzards are circling the corpses, ladies and gentlemen. Our corpses. They're devouring our very sustenance. McCain, Hillary, and Obama are indeed the Three Stooges at this point in time. Although I would much rather have the Three Stooges running the country than these characters. Frightening? Indeed. Let me take a call now. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas is first off. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick. I think you're...
Greetings, Doug.
You're too pessimistic.
I hear Doug.
Yeah.
I don't hear Doug. Where is Doug?
Right here.
Here he is. Now I hear Doug. Hello there, Doug.
Hi, Rick. I'm kind of upbeat about this situation because we've got, you know, McCain himself isn't all that great. He's not a very charismatic person. He's not certainly not a very intelligent person.
But he is a conservative Republican.
Yes, but he... But no, the thing that gives me hope is every time I see him on television, he's flanked by that great conscience of the Senate, the fantastic Mr. Moral, Antichrist Jewish supremacist, Lieberman, his buddy Lieberman. They yes. are. They, and I think he'll probably get him to be his vice presidential candidate.
Yes,
that
maybe.
Would be great.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? That would make a dynamic team.
Because he might not. I don't think he would be really an adequate sock puppet for AIPAC, being that he's a little on the dense side. He's kind of decrepit and has a few other little personal flaws.
Well, just because he came in at the bottom of his class at Annapolis? Now, come on. Give the man some slack now, Doug.
Well, but you notice how... He knows how well he did in all the debates against Ron Paul.
A man of many cliches and one-liners, yeah.
His best effort was about six before they started thinning him out, I believe. But you can not only be heartened by the fact that we have Mr. Lieberman in the wing, but the Huckstrabee, he's endorsed. He went down and visited my good buddy, Mr. Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a slim possibility that, we could have somebody like him.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be a toss-up.
It would be putting the frosting on the cake, I suppose.
Right.
Can you imagine John Hagee as Secretary of State in a Huckstrabee administration? Can you?
Yeah, I can. And mm-hmm. I don't know why we waste the taxpayers' money. I guess it's just they're trying to placate the little goyim and, the left-hand sock puppet or the right-hand sock puppet. You like their clothes? You like this? In other words, their manner of speech? Why don't they just go ahead and choose their own like I said, we do need to placate the goyim.
Well, this is a classic illustration of what we've been saying since day one here, that they make the choices for you, and then you exercise that so-called choice by voting for one of the above who are handpicked for you. And these are these CFR trilateral candidates who, of course, represent nothing but the same politics that Woodrow Wilson used to get America involved in worldwide conflict. They're the same puppets of the Illuminati. They're the same people that brought us taxation, destruction, war, grief, bodies come home, and democracy. And it hasn't worked. It never has worked in the history of the world. Internationalism and interventionism always create bigger problems than they purport to solve, right? But here, once again, the same organizations that control the mouths of John Sidney McCain control the mouths of Brian Williams and Katie Couric and the rest of that crowd. There's no doubt about it now. Clearly, you can see it.
Yes, and I think all of these mouths speak Yiddish as a second language, or maybe a first language.
Well, they certainly do speak the language of Zionism. There's no question about that. They are not Americanists. They are Israel firsters. And Ron Paul, of course, as you know, has always been an America firster. And that upsets them because they don't believe America should come first. America should come last and be destroyed, and that's what they're doing. John McCain's campaign, every time for Senate, has always been one, once he's elected, of shafting the voters of his state. Always doing the same thing, voting for illegals, voting for the major corporations, voting for those who stuff his pockets. And then what does he do? Comes up with a bill like McCain-Feingold to punish those who are allegedly threatening the political process because they are the organized special interests like Doug from Texas and Rick from Providence. How dare you?
Ron Paul's the only non-kosher candidate. He didn't go seek their approval, and he's paid heavy price. They're after him in his own district. They're going to do like Cynthia McKinney and all this kind of wonderful, tell these people dual loyalists. They're not. They're not. You can't be a dual loyalist. That's like saying, well, I'm loyal to my wife and my mistress, therefore I'm a dual loyalist. No, that doesn't work that way.
Well, I think we'll see come March 4th, we better see Ron Paul once again retain that seat.
I don't have any doubt about that. He'll retain his seat, but they've used everything, every dirty trick.
Naturally.
The huge money and everything that they're running against the man, but he is a phenomenal human being, and he'll persevere.
Amen. Let's pray to that effect and go out and do it. All right. Keep up the good work there, Doug.
You too, Rick.
All right. And let me take another call right now from Paris in Illinois. Hello, Paris. Hello, Paris.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
You don't sound like Paris. You sound like Henry.
Yeah, it is. There's a mistake.
That's okay, Henry.
Okay.
How are you, Sir Henry?
Yeah, how you doing? I hear you coughing there. You better take some...
Well, no, that was just because I had some bran, you know, raisin bran.
Oh.
And it didn't go down the right way. So
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that always happens to me, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
once I get worked up and choked up, this is what happens.
Yeah.
But I'm okay now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about Obama. I'm glad I didn't vote for Obama, and I wasn't fooled by Obama, because I heard a tape recording of Obama when he was in Wisconsin on WBAI Communist in New York earlier this morning, like 4 or 5 in the morning, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's the same rhetoric like what all those... And this is a younger guy, because I think he's only about, 40? He's older than me, but he's only a little older than me. What is he, like 40-something?
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
Yeah, yeah. He's the youngest guy running for president, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe even in history. But it's the same rhetoric he started talking about, something with this and that, making the same speech with this and that one struggling, and this with that with the health care. And then I started saying, and it's not that I'm so much against the idea we should have health care, but I think it should probably have to be on a state level, not a federal level. But the other thing is the reason why here it'll be a disaster is, unlike Helsinki, Finland, and Sweden, and a couple of those countries where they implement a lot of natural berries and herbs and things that can actually cure some of these cancers and things, they will not allow to do here. Actually, it's not covered by any insurance.
And that's because the same powerful groups that run these candidates run the whole system.
The pharmaceutical, yeah.
They run the government. They run the FDA.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And now, yeah, see, that's confusing, too, because you talk about something with socialism, and yet they have some socialist government over there, but yet at the same time, they're still covering these natural things that actually work.
You know
not
why,
only cut,
though?
That
because
cut costs,
the people
but also
there
do work.
Demanded.
But,
the
yeah.
people there are not as dumb as they are in our country. I hate to say it. But
well, I know that.
When
I know
it comes
that.
To
it's
these
not
areas,
just about
they
sex.
Demand
I'm
it.
Talking about a lot of things. Yeah,
right.
I know that.
And
well,
you
the
see
other
what
thing
happened.
Is this... No, go, sorry, go ahead.
In England, you know, when they tried, they're still trying to ban the vitamins, and of course there was a huge backlash in England itself, as well as the rest of Europe. And here in America, you know, they're trying to impose it through the UN once again, so that we don't even have a government agency anymore that we can ultimately blame. It'll be through the World Health Organization or through the various treaties that impose themselves upon us, you see?
Yeah,
like
not only
elementarious.
That, not only that, we need those vitamins, because I'll tell you something, up here, people throw a lot of good things away, even in the garbage sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to go in the garbage, but sometimes I found things like radios that work and perfectly work. And
all right, so anyway,
well,
the point...
Well, to get to the point is that
yeah.
I find that we're really a McDonald's nation.
Yes.
I'm always seeing bags of McDonald's on the street. I mean, they just throw them on the ground, you know, with just trash everywhere.
And they throw the hamburgers down them, right?
Right, everywhere. I mean, on the street, just throwing the parking
well,
lot.
Well, here they are eating all of the cheapest foods, because that's all they can afford now.
Yeah,
is a buck for a burger.
Right, right. But not only that, I found out a lot of those vitamins, like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin E, will offset that risk of heart stuff with McDonald's. I don't eat McDonald's, but I'm saying it's a good thing to have.
Hmm.
So we need those kind of things. And the thing of it
well,
is,
you know, what they want to do is they don't want to outright ban them. They can't. What they do is they license them so that your physician must prescribe the dosage of vitamins.
Right, right.
And then what they do is they take the high-potency vitamins and totally water them down to nothing, so they're ineffective.
Right, that's what they want to do. I don't know whether that's the cause of death rate or what, but it's still very, very stupid. And not only that, he was also mentioned the thing about the greatest generation, too. He said that in his speech. Now, you don't believe me, somebody check on the web, if they have web, and find the speech. It was with the governor who introduced him in Wisconsin. It was when he was in Wisconsin.
Well, right.
It was that speech. And he mentioned about the greatest generation. And all he talked about was this would struggle and struggle with this and something with that would help. I'm tired of hearing that because it's these global crap idiots with all that garbage and immigration and trying to keep stirring the pot with the American job market for 60, 70 years and all that junk from all their religious ideology. And I don't necessarily mean Christian. I'm talking the whole outlook about mankind coming together and all these different groups and America should be a beacon and they have a destiny in the world and all that. That's making all the struggle and challenge and everything with jobs or money or anything else. Not to mention the Federal Reserve stuff and what that did to the national currency.
Mm-hmm.
So he seems to be saying, and he's got a lot of people my age and down to 20s and teens voting for him, a lot of mostly white, too, by the way, I'll remind you, especially up here. It's just amazing how they, the ones who have the web, they should look on the, if they got a computer and they have one, they should check out a little better. You know, look up a little on all of these guys a little better than they do, because he's saying the same rhetoric of the people 20 years or 50, 40 years older than him. You know, it's just like the same thing. And that's why I said I'm glad I didn't vote for him. At least I'll let you go. But at least now with Ron Paul, not that he's perfect. I just vote because I trusted him because he wanted to close the borders and the Constitution and all that. I don't agree with everything Ron Paul, but he's the closest, okay?
Yeah.
But at least he, I don't hear that from Paul. You just don't, I don't hear that from some of the,
He's the only candidate that actually, you know, says something that makes sense. And that
Right.
You know, the cause of our problems is not that we don't have enough government subsidies in health care, not that we don't have enough taxes, we don't have enough big government. The problem
is all of those
things.
Well, we don't
put
enough taxes on ourselves, though. We put more taxes on the world and other groups. That's what you got with Bank of America. That's another thing, too. We was talking something there. And all this money, what is this less government, greater government? The thing is, this country doesn't do S for its own people as much. But they think we're supposed to give loans and everything to illegal aliens. We're always supposed to have an open hand, be tolerant and better to the whole world and other races, and let all these illegal aliens have loans and owning homes, and you got all kinds of foreclosures. It's just ridiculous. It's so stupid. See, I look at the whole broader picture of all of this for, like, damn, 10 years since I was able to vote or more. And the whole thing is just stupid. That's why I'm not going to participate in it. I'm going to vote for somebody. I don't care whether to lose or win. I'm going to pick somebody who I think is at least worthy to vote for. Otherwise, it's not worth it. What's the sense of me voting? I'm just going to vote because everybody else votes a certain way.
Right.
And the guy that they're voting for is going to screw us all over. What's the sense of me voting? Shouldn't
well,
I vote
again,
for something I think?
Again, Henry, you know, you get the nail on the head, basically.
Yeah, I'll let you
You're
go.
You're on the right track. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, take care.
I appreciate it. But you have to realize that it's more than just a man or a person who can change anything, because that doesn't happen really anymore. It has to be more than that, and it has to be a real change of heart on the part of the American people who do decide to vote. And that is just a massive assignment for people to take. I mean, they're looking for a hero. They're looking for a leader. They're looking for another man to lead them when they should be leading themselves. See, they still don't get it. That's the problem. And that's why I tend to admire the person who says, look, I'm taking this office to try to abolish it. As one fellow in some Texas town won the position in the local town's government, and he says, I'm going to abolish it now. I'm going to do away with this position if I can. That's the kind of guy I vote for. Not the guy that says, I'm going to help you. Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. No. No, thank you. Like Hillary, I want to help you. If she does, she can leave the country and go to Tel Aviv. She belongs there. Let me see if I can squeeze in Paris now. Hello, Paris. Are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
I think, put everything here, a great awakening is coming in America. Ron Paul was not put up just to be a character. I think God is giving us a chance to vote for a good candidate here. And what I think here is that we, you know, Ron Paul is now saying he's going to march to Washington. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, we talked about it a week ago.
That's very amazing, you know. March to Washington, actually march. This is the thing we need.
Well, we need a show of force. We need to keep sending the message home that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. That's the whole idea. We're fed up with all of them. All of them. The whole government is out of control, right?
Yeah, and what I think, in 2008, I was listening to a CD or lecture thing. I think the true people are going to win this time. Because 2008 is the year of beginnings and of great... a great success for this revolution. President thing, we are going to win. And, you know, the McCain thing, I think he's going to evaporate. I think Ron Paul is a strange candidate. We're going to have a lot of surprises with Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you that.
We certainly hope so, and we pray for that end, definitely.
Yeah, we need to have a prayer bomb.
Sure. All right, Paris, thank you. Appreciate the call. We'll be right back in the final summation of tonight's program with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and I'll remind you what the Bible says when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Well, speaking of that new world order, hey, you know, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888 211-1715 and request packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet comes and contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversies, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. The number again, 888-211-1715. And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, Paris, that was an interesting call, very good call, very upbeat call, and I thank you very much for that. And the only reason tonight I decided to spend a lot of time on John McCain was because I wanted to tear apart this myth, this image that was created by the establishment media, once again, to manipulate our thinking into thinking that he and Obama and this girl here, Hillary, are the only choices that are realistic choices for the White House. And, of course, we know that that is the usual lie that's been fed to us all for over 80 years now. The same Tweedledee or Tweedledum candidacies. And that's why I decided, let's take the man and see what he really stands for. Well, unfortunately, he doesn't stand, he falls, flat on his proverbial face. Yes, John Sidney McCain proves that he has absolutely no credentials to be in the White House in any capacity except perhaps janitorial. And even there, I suggest that there might be a problem. He might bump into Senator Craig in a men's room stall. All right. It's sad, but it's true. We never thought we'd see the day when we would look at others the way we've looked at George the Emperor Bush. And now I fear the worst when looking at them. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed, there is hope. And the hope really ultimately is in our Lord. And only He is going to lead our nation back to where it should be if we change our course. I'm sorry, but it's just that simple. We need to change our whole mindset and get back to Him, not government as God. Idolatry is a great sin. And now we have committed that sin. None of the candidates except Ron at this point have suggested turning from government as our God. And therein lies the answer. How's that? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. You can't do any better than that. And these media types deserve only our wrath. And our wrath can take place by not subscribing to their propaganda, not buying the commercials that advertise on the network, staying away from them and keeping away. Patronize and support Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, tomorrow night it looks like we may have Dr. K back to be our guest. And Wednesday night, Bob Chapman, and of course, more to come later in the week. So you stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, saying good night, God bless, and Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow night.